426.
At Village Green Apothecary, they've created a unique free program called the Essentials of Healthy Living, or EHL for short. EHL helps you develop a customized plan to take the guesswork out of which supplements you need. Visit their Bethesda location at 5415 West Cedar Lane and check out their easy-to-use EHL display. You can get free information cards about your health needs, from chronic ailments to heart health, allergies, or dietary issues. You'll find EHL information.
Good morning and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We're here every Thursday from 9 to 10 a.m., so don't forget to tune in. We have a wonderful show for you, lined up for you today. We're going to be talking about weight loss. Last week, the week before on my last show, last week was my wonderful co-host Dana Lake's show. The previous week, I talked about New Year's resolutions, and we talked about detoxification. So today's topic segues great right into New Year's resolutions, as so many people are interested in losing weight in the new year. It's a great time to focus on your health. And today, I have a wonderful special guest who's been specializing in helping people lose weight, who's going to give you some tips you've probably never heard of. What we're going to be talking about today is really looking at a holistic approach to weight loss. So not just about counting calories, not just about getting your butt in the gym and working out and sweating. It's about understanding what areas of your body might not be working properly, or identifying the problem systems in your body that are preventing you from losing the weight that you want. So we had a lot of really good things to talk about today. First, just want to mention a couple things real quick. Don't forget, you can download and listen to any of our previous shows for absolutely free by going to www.myvillagegreen.com and clicking on the archive show section. We have over 2 years of shows cataloged for you, all organized by title, and you can download them, listen to them for free. It's a great way to just educate yourself on different topics related to health and wellness. Next week, my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be back, and she will be talking about medicinal mushrooms and the power that they have in stimulating the immune system. It's, I think, relating to some exciting new products that we're rolling out in Village Green, which are really showing some increasingly advanced and wonderful outcomes in medicinal mushroom technology. So don't forget to tune in next week for Dana's wonderful show. Also, don't forget, if you have a friend who you think might be interested in listening to the show, but they are not able to tune in on the radio dial, they can log online to www.money1260, that's money1260.com, and stream the show for absolutely free. All right, so now that we've got some of the housekeeping stuff done, let's get into our topic for today, which is going to be weight loss. And I think a lot of people out there are obviously really interested in this topic, because most people have a few pounds that they're looking to shed or looking to lose. And again, so many people have such frustration in weight loss because they've never found the key to getting their bodies to unlock the potential of their bodies to drop the weight and get to the ideal weight that they want. And what we don't understand is most times people don't look past the obvious things like exercise and diet. Some people can count calories, and if they restrict their calories enough, they will lose weight. However, calorie restriction is not usually a good long-term solution to weight loss. If you restrict your calories too much, you end up slowing down your body's metabolism because it perceives, basically, that it's in a state of starvation. So as soon as you readjust back to a normal calorie intake, you're going to put that weight back on just as fast or even faster. The other thing is exercise. Works great for some people, but there are a lot of people that I've worked with that sweat it out in the gym. They work really hard. They exercise really hard, and the weight loss results that they get are minimal. Sure, they may feel better, they may have a little bit more energy, they may feel a little bit more muscle tone, and I'm not saying it's not healthy. However, if their main goal is weight loss and they're not getting that from all that hard work, it's very, very frustrating. And what we're going to outline today are some of the key steps to look at in identifying what system of your body may be holding you back from losing weight. So I'd like to introduce my special guest. Ellen Kittredge received her training as a nutrition and health counselor from the Institute for Integrative Nutrition at Columbia University. She grew up on an organic farm in rural Massachusetts, and she learned early on about the value of eating locally grown organic foods and has long been an advocate of such practices. After college, she worked for a national nonprofit, the Center for Food Safety, and as outreach director was responsible for educating the public about health and environmental harms caused by conventional agriculture, factory farming, genetically modified organisms, irradiation, and other issues. She left that position to pursue her passion of for good health and nutrition by working as a clinical assistant for Dr. Bruce Rinn, who is a holistic medical doctor in Washington, D.C., and she currently has her own thriving nutrition counseling practice in Annapolis, Maryland, and is on our staff at the Village Green Apothecary. So it's an impressive bio. Ellen, thanks for being with us today.
Great to be back.
So I've talked a little bit already about some of the frustrations that people have with weight loss. I think there's a lot of people out there who have at one point or another tried losing weight at some point in time and have not been successful, or have found that the commitments to calorie counting, to being in the gym every day, just weren't sustainable for them. So let's talk a little bit, or maybe you can tell us a little bit about how your approach to weight loss is a little bit different, and maybe you can introduce us to some of these different parts of your body that you can sort of analyze to determine where you might be getting held back with weight loss goals.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Sure.
Yes, my approach is definitely very different. I do believe that we all have the potential to find that healthy body that we're looking for, and to get back to the weight that we'd like to have. And I agree with you that the calorie restriction and that the over-exercising is not the healthiest way to do it. Like you said, it may provide some short-term benefit, but ultimately you're going to gain that weight back. And I've seen over and over again, people come into my office and that's what they tell me, just years and years of this yo-yo dieting approach. So what I believe is that if our body is given the right foods and the right exercise and the right nourishment, it will correct itself. So it's really as simple as that. And unfortunately, the path to get there doesn't always happen in the most straightforward manner, because there's a lot of things oftentimes that are holding back people's ability to lose weight. So if, for instance, if you've been eating a poor quality diet for years and years and years, you may have a lot of areas of your body that are impacted by that. So for instance, your liver may not be detoxing appropriately, so you have a hard time losing fat for that reason. Perhaps your thyroid's been implicated in the situation. Maybe you have a lot of stress and your adrenal glands, which manage your stress response, are under a lot of pressure, and they're therefore causing you to hold on to weight. So there's a lot of different aspects of the body that we need to look at to get an appropriate understanding of how it is that our body is actually going to be able to lose that weight.
Okay. So aren't there, you know, sort of seven key aspects that you look at when you're trying to analyze somebody's body for where their weak spot might be?
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
So let's outline those seven.
Sure. And this is developed from Dr. Mark Hyman, who wrote the book Ultra Metabolism. He's a wonderful functional medicine doctor. I've kind of adapted some of his principles in the work that I do.
Okay.
So the first one that I take a look at is what you can call the appetite control mechanism, or the satiety, your ability for your body to understand when you're full. And
okay.
A lot of people I see come in and they say, I eat too much, I can't
right.
stop
Right, so they're eating. Overeating.
They're overeating.
They're having trouble
yep.
with portion control.
Exactly, yes.
And sometimes I think also fits into that as cravings, right?
Exactly,
yeah,
yep.
Which is a big weak point for a lot of people.
Yeah, so the real trigger for that is sugar, too much sugar in the diet, too much carbohydrate can really cause that satiety hormone to not be representing correctly in the body, so that the connection between basically the brain and the gut telling the body when you're actually full, it doesn't happen. It's like, I like to say it's like a storm went through and knocked down all the telephone wires.
Right. Okay.
Suddenly
so
the communication isn't
there.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, eating lots of sugar, lots of carbohydrates, you end up with a lot of blood sugar spikes, a lot of blood sugar crashes, a lot of triggers for more desires and more cravings for carbohydrates. So you can really get a lot of those sweet cravings and stuff if you are doing too much with the carbohydrates.
Exactly. Yep. So a real key to think about for balance in this area, and a way to correct this, is if you can make sure to always have protein, fat, and carbohydrate with every meal.
Okay.
But then the secret ingredient is really fiber, because fiber does the best job at slowing down the blood sugar response in the body. So adding extra fiber in at every meal could be, you know, a couple tablespoons of flaxseed in the morning. You know, just thinking about getting good quality fiber into your diet.
Right. Now, fiber is also a bulking agent, right? So it's going to make you feel fuller.
Exactly.
But it's not going to equal any calories.
Yes.
So it's going to add to that satiety effect.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yep.
So it's a great way to help limit portion control.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So let's go to step two.
Okay. So generally, the second thing that I like to talk about is a really big factor for most people in today's day and age, which is stress. And stress will definitely cause you to hold on to weight. And there's a couple interesting things in this category. I think the best way to start to recognize what's going on with your stress response is just to kind of stop and take a really deep breath and see how that feels differently than perhaps when you were running around, mm-hmm. you know, taking lots of shallow breaths or even forgetting to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And just recognizing that difference in how you feel will help you to understand how much stress you might currently be under. So one thing I like to tell people to remember is that when you're taking a deep breath, you actually want to be breathing in through your nose because that helps to deactivate the stress response.
Mm-hmm.
The other important thing to think of when we're talking about stress is that if you're eating under stress, you're not going to be digesting your food. And that's really important because if you're not digesting your food, you're going to want to have more calories coming in because your body's still going to be requesting that nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can remember to stop and breathe, especially when we sit down at the table, and ideally you do want to be sitting down at the table, not eating in your car or,
right.
you know, not eating on the run, which is usually means that the body is already naturally firing off those stress hormones if you're eating on the run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and long-term stress can have other implications, right? I mean, stress is associated with the hormone cortisol, which mm-hmm. obviously gets a lot of attention when it comes to weight loss thanks to those sort of cheesy Cortislim commercials that uh-huh. were out for so long. But it's brought a lot of people's awareness to it. You know, a lot of people have the conception that too much cortisol will cause weight loss, but really, in reality, it can be an imbalance on either end that can prevent weight loss.
Exactly.
So if cortisol levels are too high, it is true that it can affect fat deposition, especially around the abdominal area. Mm-hmm. But if people have been under chronic or long-term stress for extended periods of time, they can potentially have less cortisol output as their system's mechanism for response gets weakened or worn down through chronic stress. And that's mm-hmm. oftentimes you see that low metabolism, people feel very fatigued, they feel very wiped out, worn out. They may find that when they try and go and exercise, they don't have the same gusto that they used to, or they don't have the same exercise tolerance that they used mm-hmm. to. They just feel like somebody just drained the energy right out of them. And a lot of people feel that way after coming out of, you know, some really difficult stressors, bad divorces, bad financial stressors, in this economy, job losses.
Mm-hmm.
It can be really tough. So managing and understanding what's going on with your stress is really important. And also understanding that with the right guidance, right, the right nutrition, so the right mm-hmm. foods, the right vitamins, the right supplements, the right lifestyle, you can really help your body recover from that wiped out feeling that occurs from being chronically stressed.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so glad you mentioned that because I think the fatigue that you mentioned,
yep.
the being the chronically mm-hmm. tired, waking up in the morning and
yep.
you just
feeling unrested.
Yeah,
yep.
you got to have your coffee because otherwise you can't make it through the day. That is such a huge factor. So virtually everybody who comes to talk to me about weight loss also has low energy.
Yep.
And what I notice when I start to work with people and start to give them these nutritious foods that are really nourishing their bodies, the first thing they start to notice is that they have more energy.
Increase in energy. Yeah. Absolutely. There is no question. I see the same thing mm-hmm. in my practice as well.
Yeah.
So we've gotten through step two. We got four more really important steps to get through. So we're going to need to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to keep covering this topic about looking at weight loss from a different perspective. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we will be back right after this break.
You've been listening to the Essentials of Healthy Living show, so isn't it time you visited the store that brought you this great program? At Village Green Apothecary, you can find all the products you need to support your healthy lifestyle. They have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to body care products and books. Best of all, they'll give you the kind of personalized service you just won't get at a chain drugstore. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or call 301-530-0800.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between naturaceuticals and pharmaceuticals, that's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulas, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Ask your functional medicine consultant for complete details. For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in the intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gero.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best in probiotic supplements.
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We are here every Thursday from 9 to 10 a.m., so don't forget to tune in. Today we're talking about weight loss, so a very timely topic for the new year entering into 2010. If you've been trying to reach your weight loss goals but haven't been able to in the past years and are looking to get some new strategies and getting those goals done this year, this is definitely the show for you. Have a wonderful special guest who really specializes in helping people take a more holistic, individualized approach to identifying the problem areas in their body that are holding them back from losing weight. In the last segment, we talked about a couple of these strategies. There are certain people who have a difficult time with satiety, meaning that their issue is that they don't know how to control their portions. We talked about some of the tips for helping out with that, doing things like limiting the carbohydrates in your diet and the refined sugars in your diet, because those cause blood sugar ups and downs that will make you crave sugar and have other cravings more throughout the day. The other tip that we talked about is using more fiber, a couple tablespoons of ground flax seeds or some psyllium husk or any kind of high fiber supplement, ideally these natural ones like flax seeds that contain good omega-3s. You could take a couple tablespoons of those perhaps 15 to 20 minutes before you sit down to eat to give you some of that bulking agent, give you some more of that fiber. It helps you reduce the amount of calories that you're eating. So that's a great strategy. We talked about stress. Stress is so important when it comes to weight loss issues and cortisol abnormalities. And we talked about at the end of the last segment, the important issue that chronic stress plays in making people feel very fatigued and worn out. So right now we're going to pick right back up with step number 3, and this is assessing inflammation in your body. Now, Ellen, let's just talk for a second. When somebody comes in to work with you with weight loss, you have an organized approach to this, right? So why don't you just very, very briefly, before I talk about inflammation, talk about sort of how people figure out what part of their body is the issue. I mean, how do you go about the assessment part of this?
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a series of 7 different surveys that I have my clients take. And basically, once they take these surveys, I have a much better understanding of what's going on with their body.
Okay, so these questionnaires are very well engineered and thought out to basically assess certain symptoms or certain things that somebody's feeling or conditions or diseases that they have to sort of match maybe how high they score in one of these areas, right?
Exactly.
So if they're scoring really high on the questions, let's say in this segment, the inflammation segment, you know that that's probably contributing.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
And then I have a series of things that I can work with them through supplements and diet and other lifestyle changes that will help to specifically address that area.
Okay.
And then I see that their numbers will go down. If they took the survey again in 2 to 3 months.
Gotcha. So we repeat the survey and you see the score starting to improve.
Exactly.
So really it's about identifying that issue or that part of your body that may be holding you back from losing the weight.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on step 3 or the third part of the evaluation. Again, a lot of this material is taken from Ultra Metabolism, which is a book written by Dr. Hyman, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, make sure we give credit where credit is due. Inflammation, a huge issue with a lot of chronic diseases. Most of the chronic diseases Americans are facing right now, whether it be heart disease, cancer, they are very much related to processes of inflammation in the body. We eat a diet that very much fuels pathways of inflammation because it is very much based on a grain-based food chain. because most of the animals that we eat and the meat products that they eat are fed grain, whereas humans in general were designed to eat animals that had a food chain based on green stuff. If we think about it, cows now are fed corn and soybeans. Cows have four stomachs for a reason. They developed four stomachs so that they could digest grass, not corn and soybean. It is a totally different food for the animal, and it completely changes the dynamics and nutrition of their fat and their meat. And when we consume that, that basically gets passed on to us. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, let's talk about how does inflammation affect weight loss?
Well, there's a big factor with inflammation and weight loss. Basically, what I like to think of with inflammation is sometimes people don't understand what it is. Let me just define it first. When you think of inflammation, you think about, oh, you cut your finger and it becomes inflamed, and that's, you know, inflammation on the outside. But what we're actually talking about, these chronic inflammatory conditions, are actually something called silent inflammation. So what that is it's internally in the body, lots of different parts of the body are inflamed. And that is because, like you said, the diet of our modern civilization is just not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it causes the body to actually be in a state of inflammation rather than in the a state of real balance. So what that means is we want to be taking the foods that are pro-inflammatory or causing inflammation, we want to be taking those out or reducing those. We also want to be increasing the anti-inflammatory foods. So probably most of the listeners on the radio today have probably heard about omega-3s,
mm-hmm.
because those are a really important factor in inflammation. So basically omega-3s are anti-inflammatory. They help to balance out the pro-inflammatory nature of omega-6s. And you're talking about the cows being fed on grain. What ends up happening in the cow's, you know, bloodstream and ends up in their meat and in their fat with those grains is that it ends up being a much more it ends up being much more omega-6s,
mm-hmm.
versus omega-3s,
right.
in that meat. So that's really important to think about what is it that we are eating and what is the balance of omega-3s to 6s in that. So one aspect of inflammation is to address that omega-3-6 ratio. So increase your omega-3s, eat some more walnuts, have some more, you know, take some fish oil, some salmon, some sardines. All those things are really helpful for bringing up the omega-3s. But also you want to take out the problematic omega-6s. So that means reducing the corn oil and the soy oil specifically. So all of these cooking oils, which often end up in fried foods. So there's another reason to not be eating fried foods.
Right.
but also, so that's one huge part of the inflammation picture. The other thing that I like to think of with inflammation is, unfortunately, a lot of the most common foods in our diet are actually inflammatory to the system. So the big one that I see over and over again is actually wheat, which we find many people are eating three times a day, if not more, frequently. And unfortunately, what happens if the body is sensitive to wheat is that it causes this inflammatory response in the body, and you can have fatigue, depression, bloating, intestinal gas, bowel changes, and you can definitely have some weight gain as well. So I've seen many clients go off of wheat and lose about 20 pounds pretty quickly or more.
Yeah, but wheat can...
A very common one.
Can definitely cause a lot of problems. Some of it is related to how we produce wheat in this country.
Correct.
A lot of the wheat is genetically modified. what's that?
It's not. It's actually, it's been bred through traditional means.
Okay.
But it does have a very high gluten content because of that.
So it's been specifically bred to have a very high gluten content.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Some of the other issues are with storing. They store the wheat for extremely long periods of time, so it's not always that fresh. And a lot of times they brominate the wheat, right, as a way to kill some of the microorganisms. So there's bromine on it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the point that I'm trying to make here is that a lot of people know they have a wheat sensitivity. If they eat something with wheat, allergy testing has shown negative, right? But if they know personally if they eat something with wheat, they end up with some type of gastrointestinal discomfort or some type of skin rash or some type of symptom.
Mm-hmm.
These same people, sometimes when they travel to other countries, that don't do the same things with wheat that we do can tolerate eating it just fine.
Right.
So, you know, there are some things that we've done in this country with wheat that make it a little bit harder to tolerate, that take some of the allergenic and pro-inflammatory properties of wheat, and we've magnified it.
Correct.
So, and also, you know, not to mention wheat is a carbohydrate. a lot of foods that contain wheat, like pasta, baked goods, have a high glycemic index and are more mm-hmm. likely to contribute to high blood sugar and insulin release, which is all related to basically storing fat anyway.
Correct.
You know, we know that low carbohydrate diets and taking that blood sugar ups and downs out of diets can really result in a lot of weight loss. So not only are you removing a potential inflammatory factor and a potential food allergen, but you're also removing something that has a very high glycemic index.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for all those reasons, that's why a lot of people do experience a lot of positive benefits when they get off of wheat. And I have so
mm-hmm.
many patients tell me, I got off wheat and my tummy flattened. You know,
mm-hmm.
that was their problem area. And just coming off of wheat, they just noticed, oh my gosh, it just totally flattened out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, almost unexplainable in some way, but it really is amazing the power of the reaction that the body can have.
Right, right. And one thing to think of, too, a lot of people think, oh, I want to get my high-fiber cereal in the morning, and that often has wheat in it.
Right.
But when I think of fiber, I like to think of the healthier types of fiber, which would actually be the vegetables that have a lot of fiber in them.
Right, much better source of fiber. Okay, so we got a couple minutes before we have to take our next break. Let's cover the fourth one in this list, which is
oxidative stress.
Mm-hmm.
So when we think about oxidation, you can think of, in the external world, you think of your cars rusting, or maybe you cut into an apple and you leave it on the table and then come back an hour later and there's a lot of browning on
mm-hmm.
the apple. That is basically oxidation. That's the actual cells of that apple are being broken down and damaged. So what happens, unfortunately, is in the body, we also can experience oxidative stress. So again, this is something internally, we don't see it, but it has impacts for weight loss and for health in general. If our cells are not functioning at 100%, they're not able to carry out the basic processes that they need to keep our body functioning. So when we have a diet that's high in oxidants, things that are oxidizing are also called free radicals, which
mm-hmm.
people may be familiar with that terminology, then our cells are actually being damaged, and that's causing problems for our ability to process food and to actually utilize the nutrients that are coming into our body.
Sure, yeah. I mean, you look at it from the perspective of weight loss and getting to an ideal weight is a reflection of the overall state of the organism.
Exactly.
Right? So this
yep.
isn't about just finding, you know, the areas that people are most likely to think about that are related to weight loss, like thyroid function or stress. I mean, those are very, very clearly associated with weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at some of these other factors like inflammation, like oxidation, taking them into account and understanding what a person's state of health is as a whole really helps you to identify what things need to be worked on. And when you add that in combination with the right foods and the right exercise and movement, that's where you really start to kind of unlock that key to weight loss.
Exactly,
yep.
Yeah. And sometimes there's multiple keys, too,
right.
But
yeah,
they all
course.
Need to be worked
sure.
on at the same time.
Sure, well, the first step is always yep. identifying them. So
exactly.
we're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to cover the next, how many? Three?
Three
areas here that we're going to talk about. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we'll be back right after this break.
Ever wish you had a healthy living coach? Well, you do. Village Green Apothecary has 45 trained professionals who are here to help you, including pharmacists, nutritionists, and herbalists, and naturopaths. They take the time to really know you and give you a customized solution to your healthcare needs. From vitamins and minerals to compounded prescriptions, they have the personalized answers you need to create your healthy lifestyle. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call 301-530-0800.
Did you know the average American consumes 135 pounds of sugar a year? Get the lowdown on sugar and the natural support of GlucoCare from Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. GlucoCare has been clinically proven to maintain blood sugar levels within normal range. It also supports normal triglycerides and cholesterol levels and normally functioning cells of the pancreas. Get the lowdown on sugar and reach for all-natural GlucoCare by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Broccoli,
ew.
Asparagus,
yes.
Blueberries,
what?
Brussels sprouts.
No.
If your family is like most, they're not getting enough of these. So you need help to keep them healthy. TwinLab Daily One Multivitamins are a higher potency formula, delivering 20 important nutrients, including powerful antioxidants. Protect your family with Daily One Multivitamins from TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, developed by Chris Killam, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Isn't it time you visited Village Green Apothecary? They've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years, and they still take the time to really know each of their customers and provide individualized attention and personalized service. With over 10,000 products in stock, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products and health-related books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800. Village Green.
Hey now, good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We are here every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Don't forget you can download any of our previous shows that are archived for absolutely free by going to www.myvillagegreen.com. Today we are talking about weight loss and taking a holistic approach to weight loss. We've been going through in the different segments sort of seven key areas to look at in your body to analyze and analyze them to figure out which ones might be holding you back from reaching your weight loss goals. Real quick, just want to mention, if you we're offering free 20-minute consultations with a certified nutritional counselor at the Village Green if you mention this radio show. So if you are listening to the show and you're interested in getting a little bit more information or a free 20-minute consultation with one of our certified nutritional consultants, just call the store or go on in and mention that you heard the show and you heard the promo, and we're happy to offer that to you as a way to help you jumpstart some of your health and wellness goals for the new year. Let's see. Also, don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be talking about medicinal mushrooms and their power on boosting immune system and immune function, so that should be a very good show. She has a wonderful special guest, and I'm sure, as Dana always does, will include many other enlightening topics related to health and wellness. So let's get back. I have my special guest here, Ellen Kittredge. She is a nutrition and health counselor, and she's been doing this work for a while. In the previous segments, we've gotten through the first four, right? Appetite control, right? Mm-hmm. Analyzing how your body's doing with satiety issues. Mm-hmm. Analyzing how your body is doing with stress, that was number two. Mm-hmm. Analyzing the state of inflammation of your body, that was three, right? And doing mm-hmm. things like eliminating certain highly inflammatory foods like gluten and dairy, and could be a step in the first step in that direction, mm-hmm. as well as supplementing with the right kind of omega-3 fatty acids. Mm-hmm. Step number four, we were talking about oxidative stress, mm-hmm. right, and oxidation. Now, what we didn't talk about, we've talking about some fixes for all of these things. For oxidative stress, what are some of the things you recommend for people to lower their oxidative stress if they score high on that part of the scorecard?
Correct. Well, basically, it's really simple. So you think oxidation, we've all heard of antioxidants.
Right.
So antioxidants are the things that we want to be incorporating into our diet more.
So high antioxidant foods, right?
Right. And antioxidants are found in fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. So that's where they're found. And what I like to think of is, you know, you don't need to know all of the different types of antioxidants because, you know, it's a tongue twister to try to say all the different ones. All you need to remember is that different colored fruits and vegetables have different antioxidants in them. So if you are making sure, you know, you look at your salad and it's green and then you put some orange carrots on it and you put, a yellow pepper and then you put some red tomatoes, that is ensuring that you have a higher antioxidant meal with a wider variety of antioxidants mm-hmm. if you're doing that. So it's sort of the rainbow plate concept.
The rainbow
idea
plate.
That when you look
Lots
at your
colors.
Plate, you want to have a lot of different colors on mm-hmm. there, and that's going to ensure that you have a lot of antioxidants.
Yeah, so other simple things. I mean, blueberries are known to have really high levels of mm-hmm. antioxidants, so a half or a quarter cup of organic blueberries, whether they be frozen or fresh, every day is a great way to really boost your antioxidant content. They're
exactly.
low in sugar, low glycemic index.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that option above. Everybody loves to say, I get my antioxidants from red wine, mm-hmm. which is okay. I'm definitely not anti-red wine, but I think it's a much healthier option to go with a bunch of blueberries in general. And maybe,
yes.
you know, save the wine for the weekends or something like
yes.
that. But, okay, so let's move on to step five. This is a really interesting one. Mitochondrial damage. Is that right?
Correct, yep.
And tell us exactly, you know, what does that mean? What is that related related to? How does that relate to weight loss?
Okay. So basically, there is a direct correlation in our body between oxygen intake and weight loss. And the actual things that are burning the oxygen in our body are our mitochondria. So these are the little powerhouses that are inside every single cell. And you may have 20 in your cell, you may have 200, you may have, 2,000. We have a lot of mitochondria that are in our cells. So the more mitochondria we have and the healthier they are, the more oxygen they're going to be able to burn. And
okay.
That, again, oxygen burning directly correlates to calorie burning.
Exactly.
So what we want to do is we want to think about these little mitochondria and we think about how do we make sure that they're functioning at 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And so unfortunately, many of our mitochondria, these little powerhouses, are actually functioning at maybe 40%, 50%, something like that. And it's because they're very sensitive to different toxins in our food and stressors on the body. So actually, free radical damage, which we just talked about,
oxidation
yep. Is very problematic for mitochondria. So if you're addressing your oxidative stress by eating more antioxidants, you're also helping these mitochondria to heal and to be able to burn more calories for you. So other damaging factors, actually overeating. So it relates back to that first point we made about satiety. Chronic infection, inflammation, again,
mm-hmm.
another point.
Inflammation,
so
yeah.
These are all linked,
sure.
obviously. And actually imbalances with the thyroid hormone, which we haven't gotten to yet.
Mm-hmm.
But all of these things can impact the ability of the mitochondria to do their job, which is to burn that oxygen and to burn those calories for us.
Right. And the beauty of mitochondria is you can make more of them.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
You can stimulate certain nutrients. We've learned resveratrol is one. Alpha-lipoic acid. These are some nutrients that actually stimulate the genes that code for the production of mitochondria.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get them through the diet. They're good through supplementation. And, of course, exercise. High-level, high-performance athletes have much greater numbers of mitochondria in their muscles when they're well-trained.
Correct.
So exercise will increase the amount of mitochondria in your muscle cells and in your cells, which then promotes even more fat burning, more metabolism, more oxygen burning. So that's why, exercise does have to be a key piece of any kind of weight loss program.
Right. And if you think about the yo-yo dieting, which happens for so many people,
they're
able to lose 20 pounds and then they put back on 30 and
yep.
then they lose 15 and
mm-hmm.
they put back another 20 on. What happens is when the body loses weight in that way, you actually put fat back on preferentially. And unfortunately, fat cells have, maybe 200 mitochondria in each cell, and a muscle cell has maybe 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're losing weight that way and you're putting back fat on rather than putting muscle back on,
right.
you're actually setting yourself up for a worse situation down the road.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's why it's really important to not, don't fall into those fad diets and think you can lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
Right.
You really, the long-term approach where you're actually healing the body and correcting these imbalances it's a lot more effective, it's a lot more fun,
right.
you're a lot more successful.
Yep, and it may take a little bit longer, but it's sustained weight loss.
Exactly.
The calorie restriction, not only do you put fat back on preferentially, but you can also, if you restrict your calories too much, particularly your protein, you're actually going to lose muscle mass over fat. So you
mm-hmm.
may be dropping weight, but you may be dropping it as muscle mass. And that's the aspect of body comp and making sure you're tracking your body comp during a good weight loss program
mm-hmm.
to make sure what you're losing is fat and not muscle mass.
Exactly.
Because that's very, very, very important thing to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so mitochondrial damage obviously links back to a lot of the other things that we talked about
mm-hmm.
and is a really important factor. And I think what you have, one of your key recommendations for improving mitochondrial damage, if you assess that that's a problem for someone, is that exercise component.
Exactly.
Right? Now, everybody on a dietary or weight loss program needs to be doing some sort of movement.
Mm-hmm.
But specifically for when people score high in the mitochondrial damage section, you're really thinking they need to be pushing the exercise portion of it.
Right, right. Yes. And I actually do a group weight loss program where I work with a colleague of mine who teaches a sort of a dance movement class
mm-hmm.
called Nia, or actually she's now moved off into a new area and she's calling it Bliss Moves, but it's something she's really created herself. But it's basically a wonderful, fun way to get exercise.
Sure, so exercise doesn't have to be, relegating yourself to a sweaty gym or some place where you're not comfortable.
Exactly.
Exercise, as I tell every single person I work with, has to be something you enjoy.
Exactly.
And if you're not doing it, just find something that you can do. Any kind of exercise or any kind of movement is better than none.
Exactly.
So, getting to the nitty-gritty of it and getting to the right zone of exercise to reach your weight loss goals takes a little bit longer, but the first step is just getting out there and doing something.
Exactly.
Okay, yes. So let's move on to the next one because we got a couple other ones to cover. And, you know, we got a couple more minutes here before we have to take another break. Number six, thyroid. Now, this is one that obviously a lot of people are going to identify with. A lot of people aren't going to identify with it that should be identifying with it, because thyroid and thyroid problems are very oftentimes underdiagnosed, meaning that people have what I would call a subclinical hypothyroidism, meaning that they don't meet the markers or the criteria necessary for them to be officially diagnosed with hypothyroidism, but there are enough abnormalities going on that they are not at their optimal metabolism, right?
Exactly, yeah. And I can tell you that the surveys that I've used for this, for my, in my weight loss program, working either with a group program or individually, I've actually been able to uncover a couple hidden thyroid issues.
Mm-hmm.
These are people who said, oh, yeah, I've had my thyroid tested and it's normal. I said, well, it's interesting because you're coming up with really high scores on this survey, so why don't you just go back and get it tested, or, you know, you know, and let me see those lab results, because I want to make sure that you're actually not falling into that subclinical category.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I've had a couple clients just recently who have actually fallen into that category, and it's been really great news for them, because then they know, okay,
sure, they have an answer.
This is why it's not happening for me. And they look back and they recognize it's, you know, it's been going on for maybe a couple years or even longer.
Yep.
So it's a wonderful to be able to diagnose this with this type of survey. So the thyroid is it's a really fascinating one. And if you can pinpoint that and figure out that that's what's going on, then you can make a lot of good headway there.
Yeah, because I mean, thyroid it's your body's it's the thermostat for metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
So if your thyroid thermostat is turned down, your metabolism is going to be slow. You can do everything that you want with diet, everything that you want with exercise. You are not going to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think the problem is that, you know, the criteria for diagnosing a thyroid problem on standard lab tests is a very broad range.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the tests that are done are very much designed to just be a screening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like looking at an iceberg. You may be looking at it from the top of the water and you see a tiny little bit of it sticking out and you say, oh, look at that cute little iceberg, right? But what you don't understand is underneath the water, it extends to be the size of a mountain,
mm-hmm.
right? So there's a lot of information that needs to be uncovered. And, you know, in the conventional approach to looking at it, if a person isn't outside of the range, they really aren't necessarily a candidate for medication.
Mm-hmm.
So it really becomes more of this aspect of tweaking nutritional approaches and tweaking the right kind of vitamins, supplements, dietary changes, and nutrition aspects that can really get their thyroid into the more normal range. As I talk to people about it, I give them an analogy like, you know, like think about your car, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you go to the doctor and you get your thyroid checked and they tell you it's normal, well, that's basically assessing, did your car get you from point A to point B?
Mm-hmm.
If it got you from home to work, your car worked, right?
Mm-hmm.
It got you there. But how well did it get you there?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have one flat tire, a broken windshield, no side view mirror, and a broken headlight? You know, well, if that's the case, it got you there, but your car needed some serious tuning up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got those things fixed, your car is not only going to get you to work, but it's going to get you there faster, with better gas mileage, more efficiently, and a lot safer.
Exactly.
And that's what I like to talk to people about thyroid. It's not that your doctor's wrong, right? It's not that they've missed something. It's just that the criteria that we're looking for are a lot more narrow, and it just happens to be one of those systems that responds extremely well to nutritional approaches and vitamin and supplement approaches to get it really honed in and working well. And that can make a huge difference for people because, you know, certain people are more sensitive to these slight changes, and they could have only a minor, would be considered a minor thyroid abnormality that doesn't bring them outside of the range, but it could be manifesting with pretty intense symptoms. They could be feeling a significant amount of fatigue or experiencing a significant amount of weight gain or even experiencing a significant amount of depression or even anxiety, and they're still not at that range that maybe requires medication, but working with their thyroid can really create significant differences for them.
Right.
So, I mean, out of all the ones that we have on here, I mean, this is one that I see come up over and over and over again that people, it really gets missed. And as you mentioned, if it's something that can be identified, it's almost such a blessing because once it's identified, it's like, oh, my goodness, thank God, now there's a reason. I can actually explain why I've been doing all this work and my body's been changing like this, or why I've been feeling like this.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is a very empowering piece of information for people to have.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah. And if we just have a minute, I'd love to just list a couple of the foods that are really thyroid enhancing. So, which we can all be eating, even if we don't have a thyroid condition. But Brazil nuts are wonderful because they contain a lot of selenium very naturally.
Yep.
All the omega-3s, so vegetarian sources of omega-3s are walnuts and flaxseed are two great sources. But then obviously your fish is another wonderful mm-hmm. way to get omega-3s in, and specifically the wild Alaskan salmon, which is probably the safest form of
right.
salmon. It doesn't have as much mercury in it, which mm-hmm. is important. So those are a couple of the of the foods that you can be adding into your diet that can be helped to enhance your thyroid.
Absolutely. And we'll cover that a little bit more when we come back from the break. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we will be right back.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a Megafood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and much more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber, immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com, available now through your healthcare professional at Village Green Apothecary. All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
CoQ10 is a powerful antioxidant that supports heart function, energy production, immune response, and protects against damage from free radicals. Aging reduces our ability to absorb CoQ10 from our diet, and taking a highly absorbable CoQ10 supplement is key to ensuring optimal levels within the body. So don't just settle for any CoQ10 supplement. Ask specifically for Gero Formula's QH Absorb at Village Green Apothecary. Or for more information on QH Absorb, go to Gero.com. That's Jarrow for the best in highly absorbable, bioavailable CoQ10 supplements.
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am Dr. Kevin Passera, your host for today, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will return next week. Today we have been having a wonderful show all about weight loss. If you have any weight loss issues, we have covered so much, really highlighted a lot of very interesting strategies. My wonderful special guest has been helping us to understand how to take a more holistic approach to looking at weight loss in a system that helps you identify what areas in your body may be holding you back from losing the weight that you want. Understanding that weight loss comes when your body is in an optimal state of health. It's not just about eating less food and exercising more. Although those are important parts of it, a lot of people don't experience the weight loss they would desire just by doing those things.
Mm-hmm.
And Ellen's system helps us to identify what areas of the body are holding us back from having ideal health. And when you put those into place, that's when you really start to unlock the keys to weight loss. If you're just tuning in, don't forget you can log on to www.myvillagegreen.com and listen to this radio show and all of our previous shows for absolutely free by going to the archive show section. Also, as a new promotion, we're offering free 20-minute nutritional consultations with one of our certified nutritional consultants at the Village Green if you mention this radio show when you call or come in. All right, so Ellen, when the last segment we were talking about thyroid, and we really had a lot to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
At the very end of the segment, you mentioned a couple of foods that are very supportive to the thyroid, but I think there were a couple other that you wanted to mention, so why don't you do that real quick before we get to the last point?
Sure. A couple of the other ones didn't mention were just any foods that contain a lot of iodine. So some of the seaweeds, vegetables
mm-hmm.
are wonderful sources of that, obviously.
Yep.
And also some fish can have some iodine as well. Also, any of the dark leafy greens and
mm-hmm.
mustard and dandelions, have some wonderful minerals, trace minerals that are essential for thyroid function.
Great.
The other thing I wanted to just say was you mentioned optimal health, and I love that you mentioned that because I think it's important to remember how optimal health is really what we're going for. So weight loss is great. It's really important. A lot of people are focusing on that. But how about if we have weight loss and we sleep better and we have more energy and our joint pain goes away? All of those things can happen when you take this approach to health, which is really about adjusting the nutrients in the body and adjusting the body so that it can actually be functioning at 100% again.
Yep.
So it's not just weight loss. It's really the whole picture. And I think it's important to remember that because a lot of people are searching for answers in other areas as well.
Sure. Well, weight loss is often the carrot you can dangle to help people be motivated to get to optimal health because it is something very real that they can see. And as they experience these positive changes along the way, it's just icing on the cake.
Exactly. Yep.
So, okay, let's talk about the last system of the body that we need to evaluate when looking at taking this sort of more holistic, integrated approach to weight loss.
Mm-hmm. So the last one I wanted to talk about is the liver. And the liver is actually, in some ways, possibly the most important one, but it is actually the main detoxifier for the body.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is that if we have a lot of toxins coming into our body and our liver is working very hard to process those, then it's going to be potentially overtaxed and not be able to process all of the toxins appropriately. Unfortunately, we store toxins in our fat. So if we have a lot of fat on our bodies already, then we probably have a lot of toxins in there.
Right, and I would tell you that it's not unfortunate that we store it in fat. It's actually fortunate.
Actually, right.
Right? Fortunately, our bodies store our toxins in fat. It's a protection mechanism.
Right.
Because if you get exposed to any kind of toxic exposure,
mm-hmm.
You know, whether it be a chemical spill or something at work, your body doesn't want those toxins in the brain. It doesn't want it in the organs. So it puts it in the least vital area of the body, which is the adipose tissue.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, so what that means, though, is that the liver is working so hard to just process what you're giving it as far as food on a daily basis or some of the medications you might be taking, it's not going to have any extra energy to be able to take some of those toxins out of your fat. So your body, in its intelligence, is not going to release the fat because
right.
if it were to release the fat, it would have to release the toxins. Toxins would go in and damage your organs, and that's not what the body wants. So
right, which is oftentimes why we want people to not have dramatic weight loss.
Exactly.
That's why it's important to have slow weight loss. Maybe a pound, maybe 2 pounds a week as a schedule to set is a good pace because that gives your body a chance to process any of the toxins that are being excreted when you're actually losing that adipose tissue.
Mm-hmm. So there's two factors with the liver when you're talking about detoxification. Number one, you want to avoid any possible toxins as much as you can. So drink, you know, filtered water, try to get as much, you know, clean, fresh air as you can and stay away from diesel fumes and car exhaust and, you know, all the other sources of toxins that we can be getting on a daily basis. But the most important thing, I think, would be to add in those foods that are really detoxifying.
Sure.
So if we, and on a daily basis, just like we have our blueberries in the morning with our, and our walnuts and our, you know, our yogurt or oatmeal,
mm-hmm.
something like that, we have our rainbow plate of, you know, those wonderful antioxidants. Let's talk about the specific detoxifiers. So my favorite one is green tea. And I love that one because green tea is something we can easily drink 2 to 3 cups of during the day without a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful for helping to detoxify. Some of the other best detoxifiers, I'll just read off a couple so people are aware. Pomegranate is a wonderful detoxifier.
Mm-hmm.
Garlic is a great one, citrus peels, artichokes, cilantro, dandelion greens, watercress. These are things that we can, you know, be putting on our salads and adding into a lot of foods on a daily basis. So basically, those are the ones that we want to be thinking about adding.
Of course, can't forget about the cruciferous vegetables, right?
That's a huge bet. That's
broccoli,
a whole category.
Broccoli, cauliflower,
yep.
Bok choy, kale. These are very specific in enhancing phase 2 of liver detoxification, which
right.
is a very important part of eliminating toxins from the body.
Exactly, yeah. So usually when it comes to liver, I make my primary recommendation is green tea because that's a really simple one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next step is to do the cruciferous vegetables.
Yep.
That's usually the category that I focus on. So again, yeah, that's the kale, the collards, the broccoli, cabbage, bok choy, all of those wonderful things.
Now, the one thing that I think is interesting or to make note of is those cruciferous vegetables. Some people are worried about it, taking them in too high amounts because they do potentially inhibit thyroid function,
mm-hmm.
but only if they are raw. So
correct.
I recommend most of the time that people eat cooked vegetables anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're steaming, sautéing, or baking your broccoli or any of these vegetables,
mm-hmm.
you negate the potential negative impact on the thyroid. So
right, and you can easily do a quick little stir fry with some olive oil and some garlic and some, you know, one of those great
mm-hmm.
cruciferous vegetables, and there you've got your wonderful detoxifiers, and you've got a healthy oil,
yep.
And you've got a delicious meal.
Yep. All right, well, that pretty much wraps up those 7 steps. To recap, we have looking at satiety control, looking at stress issues, looking at inflammation, oxidative stress, mitochondrial function or damage, thyroid function, and liver support. That is a holistic approach to looking at weight loss and looking at getting your body to where it should be. So thanks so much for listening today. This has been Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living. Don't forget to tune in next Thursday from 9 to 10 a.m. where Dana Lake will be having a wonderful show for you as well. So take care, and I'll talk to you all in a couple of weeks.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenetics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
At Village Green Apothecary, they've created a unique free program called the Essentials of Healthy Living, or EHL for short. EHL helps you develop a customized plan.